Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud Aleph. Last Mishnah in the first Perek. Hakayne Shleisha Ilanais, Besoich Shel Chaveirai, Nevi Vikarid. Halacha is, if someone buys three trees in a land that belongs to his friend, then the first fruits of those trees he would bring and he would read the parasha. Unlike the previous Mishnah where we talked about someone buying two trees, there was a Shaila whether if you buy two trees you also bought the land underneath. The Tanakama holds that in two trees it's a suffix whether you also bought the land or not. However, if you buy three trees, in that case it's clear you also bought the land underneath the three trees. So therefore, since you also bought the land, it would be considered admasucha, and since it would be considered admasucha, any bikurim from those trees are full-fledged bikurim, and you can read the parsha of Arame Ovid Ovi when you bring it to the Beis Hamikdash. Rebbe Meir Omer, afilu shnayim. And this is, again, from the previous Mishnah. Rebbe Meir holds that even when a person buys two trees, he is of the opinion that you also buy the land underneath. It's not suffik. And therefore, since it is admasucha, you are allowed to bring bikurim from those trees and read from the parsha. Kana ilan v'karkoi. Now, what if someone buys one tree, but he explicitly says, I'm buying the land? In that case, there's no suffik anymore, since it was explicit. So maybe v'kari, he's allowed to bring it, and he can read the parsha. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, av bali arisais v'chacharois mevi'in v'karin. Rabbi Yehuda holds that an aris, a sharecropper, or a renter, someone who rents a field for a fixed fee, they do bring and they do read the parsha, although we had learned previously that usually an aris, a sharecropper, or a renter does not bring bikurim and does not read from the parsha because, again, it's not their land, it's not admasucha. Rabbi Yehuda seems to say that really a sharecropper and someone who rents has a piece of the land, and therefore they would bring it and they would read the parsha. Other mafarshim say that Rabbi Yehuda is not arguing, he's saying it's a separate case where an aris or a chacharis, a renter, has exclusive rights. And if they have exclusive rights, everyone agrees that they have some share in the land. And if they have some share in the land, everyone would agree that they would be chayv and bikurim, and they would bring it and they would read it. Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Now we're going to talk about some of the halachas of bikurim as they compare to other types of matnas kahuna, or other matnas period. Hatruma v'abikurim, says the Mishnah, both truma and bikurim chayavin aleihem misa v'chaymish. If a person who's not a kayin eats them b'mezid, they're chayv misa b'dei shemayim, again, just like truma, as we learned previously. And if they eat them inadvertently, b'shoigeg, they would be mechuyev to pay to the kayin the value of the bikurim and add on a fifth, again, just like we learned by truma. V'asurim lazarim, again, only a kayin is allowed to eat bikurim and truma, obviously, but not a non-kayin. V'heim nichse kayin. The halacha is also that truma and bikurim are the actual property of the kayin. They're not considered hegdish, property of hegdish. They're actually considered the nechasim of the kayin, the property of the kayin, and therefore they can use them for various things, if they want to be mekadesh and isha, if they want to sell them to another kayin and use the proceeds for whatever they want. They are property of the kayin. Also, va'aylem be'echad umeya. We may be familiar with this by truma, that when bikurim or truma falls into a mixture of chulin, they are batal when in a ratio of 100 to 1, as opposed to just a simple raiv majority. Utu'unan rechitzat yedayim, the halacha is before you eat bikurim or truma for that matter, you have to wash your hands because of the idea we want to treat them as if they're, since they have to be eaten b'tahara, we have to get into the habit of washing our hands before we eat truma or bikurim. Also, v'harev shemesh, if a kohen who's tameh and he dips into the mikvah, he can't eat the truma or bikurim right away. He has to wait until the sun sets, and then he will be able to eat truma and bikurim. Hari elu batruma uvabikurim. These are things that truma and bikurim are similar. So again, bikurim would have the same halachas as truma in these particular instances. Masha'ein kein v'maiser. However, the halacha v'maiser, and here we're referring to maiser sheni, is not so. For example, if someone eats maiser sheni, the mezid where he wasn't supposed to, for example, outside Yerushalayim, he's not chayav misa. Obviously, it's not restricted to kahanim. Anyone can eat maiser sheni if it's done properly. They are considered hegdish as opposed to personal property, so you can't just use them for whatever you want. We also know the halacha is that maaser sheni is batal b'raiv as opposed to waiting for a ratio of 100 to 1. And also they don't require the other halachas of washing your hands, and a kayin, or anyone else I should say, who's tamei and just dips in a mikvah, they can automatically eat the maaser sheni as opposed to waiting for sunset.